Chapter 25. Cole took a deep breath. I think Peter should come here to the island.
That's not possible, Edwin said firmly, and you know that.
No, I don't know that.
His parents would never allow him here alone with you.
Well, then you come and stay too, Cole countered. Peter needs to soak in the pond and carry the ancestor rock. He needs to learn how to be invisible and to dance and to carve his totem. He needs to see the spirit bear.
Edwin shook his head. I have fishing season starting, and besides, I'm not sure being around you is what Peter needs.
I know he's afraid of me and what I did, Cole said. He thinks I'm a monster that's coming back to get him. Maybe if he meets me again, face to face, he'll see I've changed. And maybe he'll see that he can heal too.
Edwin rubbed at his stubbled chin. How much have you really changed?
Cole felt no anger, but he was tired of trying to prove himself to Edwin. He was tired of trying to prove himself to the world.
There are two choices, he said. Give Peter the same chance I've had here on the island, or give up and watch him commit suicide. Which would you pick?
Edwin shook his head.
It's not that simple.
It will be if you don't do something soon. I have changed, but Peter's parents don't know that. They'll listen to you. Maybe Garvey could come with him.
What makes you think that Garvey has the time to come out here to this island to babysit you? The world doesn't revolve around Cole Matthews.
Tears blurred Cole's vision.
This isn't about me now, he insisted. This is about Peter. I don't know what else to say. That's the best idea I have. His voice broke. I screwed up, and I'm doing the very best I can out here on this island. But it won't ever be enough, will it? I can't ever change what I did to Peter, and I can't ever change how you think about me.
You're right. You can't change what you did to Peter, said Edwin, his voice softer.
But you have changed.
He studied Cole, whose cheeks glistened with tears. He laid a gentle hand on Cole's shoulder.
Whatever happens, you have changed here on the island. Both Garvey and I know that, and we're very proud of you.
Before leaving that day, Edwin asked one more question.
Would you be willing to stay here longer if it meant helping Peter?
I'd stay my whole life if that's what it took,